Welcome, everyone, to Kansas City Actors Radio Theater. I'm Walter Coppedge, and I'll be your host today for a new adventure in our series. This week's episode is entitled, The Voice from the Other Side. And while it's modeled on the old suspense series and set in 1939, it is actually a new original work from the writing team of Jerry Mignon and Kitty Corum. Jerry is one of the newest additions to the board of directors here at Kansas City Actors Theater, and Kitty is a well-respected member of the Kansas City acting community. We are very proud to present their debut as radio writers, which stars Coleman Crenshaw as Franklin Thomas Reed, a man at the heart of a story that should serve as a cautionary tale for us all. And now, The Voice from the Other Side.
What?
You wanted to see me, sir?
Yeah, close the door. Where the hell are my episodes, Franklin?
They're almost finished, Gary. I told you, these next episodes are complex. Lots of moving parts. I'm just trying to cover all my bases here.
It's a family show, Franklin. Not a damn Orson Welles mystery. We don't want complex moving parts. We want fun and funny. Fun and funny, Franklin!
They will be. They'll be fun, funny, and complex. I got it taken care of. Don't worry.
And that's what you said last week and the week before that. You're supposed to deliver all 5 episodes for the whole week, 2 weeks in advance. Instead, what do? You give me the week's episodes last night, Sunday night, the night before the first one airs.
Yeah, but tonight's episode is a real crowd pleaser. Do you like the bit with the monkey?
The monk? A monkey? For a radio show? A friggin' monkey?
You said you wanted fun and funny.
Oh, no. What am I gonna do with you? You gave me them so late I didn't have time to read the damn things. I sent them off first thing this morning. Studio department almost had me killed.
It won't happen again, I promise.
It better not, or I'll put Wilson on the project.
Wilson? That crumb? I'm the best writer you have.
You wish that were true. You've got 1 week. I better see 2 weeks worth of episodes next Monday morning.
2 weeks worth of episodes? Gary, we're taking a family trip to the lake this weekend for my birthday. Give me some time.
They were already supposed to be done. Now get out of my office. What are you standing there for? Out of my office! Rick! Rick, get in here and fix this damn clock. It jumps off the wall every chance it gets. I'll have a heart attack one of these days.
The chimp and said, "You look like my uncle. No, my grandma. My great aunt Petunia. I don't know. Oh God, this is terrible."
Daddy, Daddy, come on! The episode's about to start!
Not tonight, James. Go back to the living room.
Daddy, you've been in the study since you got home. You said you'd listen with us tonight.
Daddy's working, Mary. Go see Mommy.
Mommy's right here.
Franklin, your food's getting cold. Why don't you step away from the typewriter for just a second? Enjoy your episode with the kids.
Honey, I told you, I want to get these episodes written. You want me to go to the lake, don't you?
Okay, kids, to the living room. Daddy needs to work.
Daddy! Please, Daddy.
Come on, let's go find the station.
All right. Just for a second. James!
Mary! Daddy's coming!
Daddy, I can't find it! It's all staticky!
Oh, great. What now? Oh, let me see here.
The new and improved General Dynamics dishwasher.
Aha! There we are. All right, kids. Couch, please. Come on. Up, up, up.
Daddy, is this the one with the donkey?
It's a monkey, dummy, not a donkey.
Be nice to your sister.
Honey, do we have everything ready for the trip?
Shh! It's starting! It's starting!
Dynamics dishwasher. And now, the Parkers.
We join our family making the most of being deserted on an island in the middle of the Pacific. Lost, no communication with the outside world. In tonight's episode, the Barkers find themselves in a strange encounter. A hairy one, I dare say. Off in the distance, while the family attempts to make a raft, we hear a wild screech. What could it be?
Who could that be?
I ain't scared of no monsters. I'll protect you, Jan.
Oh, Jimmy, I saw you jump a mile high.
I'm scared, Roger.
I know, honey. Now both of you kids quit it. We'll have to go investigate, eh? A stick, and I'll bring the rifle.
Roger? Anybody, Roger? This is...
Roger, we don't know what could be out there.
What's gotten into this damn thing? James, hit it on the side, will you?
I repeat.
I'll take care of it
alone out here. Does anybody, Roger? I don't know if this thing works or not, but... Oh my gosh, I can't believe I found this. In a world where you can't even find fresh food, I find a working radio. I found this old hunk of junk in the closet of the station right under my nose. what else can I say? It's been, 3 years now since the invasion. And I'm sad to say that this is the only piece of communication I've had for the last 3 years. I'm worried about the Germans hearing this, but at this point, who cares?
Franklin, what is this?
I don't know. James, Mary, go to your room.
But Daddy, we've been waiting for the monkey all week.
No buts. Go.
I came out of the station about, it's getting warmer, so a year ago now. And I've been scouring the city for food and water, and my luck has been dwindling. I'm worried with a lack of resources, I may not survive another winter. I'll be here, I guess, the same time tomorrow. I just hope to God someone hears me. Over and out.
Holy bananas, that's a monkey!
Franklin, what was that?
Reed, residence.
This better be a joke, Franklin. I can't believe you put that on the air without me reading it first. That was not fun or funny. Germans, Germans on a family show. You know how much monkey you... Oh, I meant monkey. I mean money! Damn it! Well, you better be in my office first thing in the morning.
Who was that?
Gary.
Franklin, was that part of the episode?
Oh, I didn't write that.
That better be Franklin, so help me God. Come in!
Good morning.
What in all of God's green earth happened last night? You waltz in here talking about a show with some kind of monkey in it, and I get some kind of bizarro end of the world episode that's going to make all of our advertisers pull their spots. You have some nerve, Franklin. I gave you this job because I had a gut feeling about you. And now, I have a half a mind to fire you. Ow! What? What do you want? Oh, well, no kidding? All right, hey, goodbye.
Gary, I don't know what happened.
Well, apparently, a lot of people had something to say about last night's episode, Shakespeare. All the papers are saying that...
The papers? The papers wrote about my show?
The show,
Just say it. Was it that bad?
The show was a success. They're calling you a genius. Damn it!
A genius? Gary, last night's episode...
Don't let it go to your head, Shakespeare. These episodes better be just as damn well good as the first one. If they're not, well, we're taking one hell of a gamble on this. And it's your head. You are solely responsible for this, not me. Well, let's hope you can keep it up.
Welcome back to KCRT 505. That was the Twin Cities Orchestra performing Robert Schumann's piano solos, originally written 100 years ago in 1839. Up next, we've got an episode of Parkers. We can't wait to hear how they follow up last night's wild adventure. Sit tight. We've got some more Schumann coming up and a couple more surprises.
Franklin, it's time to take a break. Dinner's ready, honey. Franklin.
Ah!
Oh, Lord, Franklin, what are you doing on the floor? You're going to ruin your clothes, darling.
I'm trying to get a new perspective.
Still can't think of any new ideas.
I'm thinking, what if the Parkers started a symphony?
What, are they going to make instruments out of coconuts?
They could, if I let them. I'm the writer, the creator of the darn thing. I can make them do whatever I want, but I just can't.
Darling, I really think some time at the lake will be perfect for you.
I loved the episode last night. Spooky voice and all. The papers are calling me a genius, Dottie.
But you didn't write that.
And I can be. I think if I can just get these episodes written.
You don't have to be a genius, Franklin. Write the symphony episode. It sounds fun. I want to make sure you can come to the lake.
Will you leave the lake alone for a second?
Franklin, the lake was your idea.
Well, now it's my idea to stay.
The kids have been looking forward to spending time with you. You haven't eaten dinner with us in 2 weeks. Bedtime has been a disaster.
As if I didn't have enough to do already.
I'm just looking out for the family, Franklin.
Yes, me too. The Parkers puts food on the table, Dottie, and in order for that to happen, I need to write 2 weeks of episodes by next Monday. And I need them to be good so that people can finally see that I'm more than a family radio show writer.
All right. You're right. I'll leave you be.
You know who I think that voice was? Wilson. That fat head. Been chasing after my job since I shot down his pitch. And that pitch was horrible, by the way. Rightfully deserved.
Dinner's on the table, Franklin.
Man, alone in the wilderness. Wow, what a brilliant idea, Wilson. Yeah, I bet that's who that
and
was.
And now, the Parkers. We join our family making the most of being deserted on an island in the middle of the Pacific. Lost. No communication with the outside world. In tonight's episode, in a cave deep within the island's jungle, the Parkers find themselves face to face with their worst enemies, coconut versions of themselves. We first kick off with...
Roger. Anybody roger that? God.
Roger, is that you or a coconut?
Dottie! Dottie, come here! Wilson's at it again!
Here I am. Same place, same damn time. I don't know how long I've been doing this, just waiting for someone to hear me. Oh, Lord! That scared the living of me. Oh my God, it's that damn clock. Man, this place brings back lots of memories. Clock fell off the wall any time there was even the slightest draft in this room. We thought the place was haunted for a while. We even made up a whole story about how someone worked themselves to death in here and how they haunted the living by knocking down the clock to remind them how much time they spent working in this damn room. Who knows? Maybe there is someone in here trying to remind me how much time I'm wasting doing this. I would rather take my chances with a killer ghost than be here alone. Maybe we can kill some time together. I'm gonna write that one down. The kids would have loved it.
The clock? Damn it. It's gotta be Wilson. Knock, knock, Wilson.
Oh, hey, Franklin. Sorry I missed the writer's meeting. Mom had a bad fall last night. How'd it go?
Well, Gary wanted me to drop his revisions of your ad by your desk, so here.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it. Oh, and, happy birthday.
It's not my birthday.
It's not? Oh, you're right. I got it mixed up. It is this weekend, though, right?
Sunday. June 11th, yes.
I knew I was close. I didn't get a chance to say anything, but... Great job on the Parkers this week. Gave me the heebie-jeebies. I really loved them, honest.
You did you?
Yeah, of course. We need more of that kind of thing around here. I've actually been revamping the Mountain Man show, and I just finished the first act. I would love for you to read it.
Revamping? What does that mean?
Well, you were right. There should be more than one person in it. I haven't really gotten very...
Don't lie to me, Wilson.
I'm sorry?
You've been planning this all along, haven't you?
What are you talking about?
You have been planning to steal the Parker's airtime. You've been broadcasting on the same frequency at the exact same time.
Franklin, are you okay?
Don't play dumb with me, Wilson. I know you're gunning for my job, and I know you're undermining the Parkers. You're trying to take this away from me.
Franklin, please let go of my shirt.
Admit it. Admit it, Wilson.
Admit what?
That you're the voice. Admit that you're the voice who keeps disrupting my show.
The voice? Wait, that wasn't part of the episode?
It was. Let me see your script.
Well, Franklin, please, the script, it's right here. The first act has some exposition problems, but...
Where's the Germans? Where's the clock? Damn it! Wilson, give me the real script.
Franklin, this is all I have.
Franklin! Dinner's ready! We are waiting!
I don't want it! All right, voice. Who are you? You mooch! I'll find out who you are, and I'll put an end to this once and for all.
On an island in the middle of the Pacific, lost, no communication with the outside world. The Parkers are in the middle of a family crisis. Roger and Julie are on the brink of matrimonial disaster. Will they split up? Will they uphold their vows? Jan and Jimmy are on a quest to bring their parents back together in tonight's episode of The Parkers.
Jimmy, Mommy and Daddy still haven't gotten over their argument. What were they arguing about again? Well, Mommy said Daddy's beard was getting too long, and he kept getting food stuck in it. I don't know how Dad is supposed to shave his beard on the island. Maybe we can find something to make a razor with? Like a papaya. Great idea. It's a date.
Days since I was able to use the radio, but I'm here, still hoping. The Germans are increasing their stronghold in American territory, and they are getting closer and closer to me every day. I hear their tanks rumbling in the earth and the clap of gunfire in the distance. I can't help but wonder, who are they shooting at? There's got to be someone else out there. Hopefully they haven't killed my only chance for rescue. I don't know how much longer I can survive out here. Please, anybody, if you can hear this, I'll be here. Same time, same place. Today is... Let's see. Oh, June 11th, 1949. It's my birthday.
June 11th? What? That can't be it. Come back. Come on. Oh, where are you?
Mary, grab your dolls.
Dottie.
What is it, Franklin? Oh, my. Franklin, have you slept? You're a mess.
Dottie, you're not going to believe this. And trust me, I know how this sounds, but I think that...
Franklin, get inside and get dressed. We should have left for the lake by now.
The lake doesn't matter right now. I think that the voice...
What do you mean the lake doesn't matter right now? We're about to leave. You're coming with us, and I don't want to hear anything about you staying.
Mommy, is Daddy coming?
Yes, of course he is. Right, Franklin?
Dottie, it's not like I don't want to go. I want to go.
Then come, Franklin.
I can't. I have to stay here and listen for the voice. The broadcast won't reach up there.
I knew this was going to happen. I don't even know why I planned this at all. The kids and I will just go then. James, get in the car. Mary!
But, Dottie, listen. I think I'm the voice.
Are you listening to yourself right now?
We have the same birthday. We both have kids. He talked about the 505, KCRT, the station, you know, and the clock that always falls.
Franklin, come with us. You need to get your head out of work. You're driving yourself insane.
Daddy?
What did I say? In the car, now.
Daddy isn't coming, is he?
Mary, Daddy has some work to do.
This is just like last time, isn't it?
Mary, in the car. We're leaving.
Dottie, I know how it sounds, but I have to know. He talked about the future, Dottie, like it was some kind of apocalypse.
Apocalypse? Tell me, Franklin, if this voice really truly is you, what exactly do you plan on doing about it?
I don't know.
You can't communicate with him.
I haven't tried.
Make sure you get some sleep. If you finish your episodes, come up or whatever. I don't care.
Well, I've got to get home in time for dinner. Don't stay up too late.
Yeah, this is all part of the job. Just a few more pages of revisions.
Take care now. Say hi to the clock ghost for me.
Finally. All right, what time is it? Shoot, the Parkers have started already. Where did I put that key? Come on.
Ha-ha, found it.
Studio. Come on. Here we are. Microphone on. Broadcast up. And lastly...
There it is.
Roger, is that you?
Julie, is that you?
Jimmy, Roger?
Roger.
Thank God, the family is all here. Where are we?
I think we all fell into that cave. My eyes have...
stopped working, and I'm almost out of daylight.
It's nighttime, Jimmy.
See, I might as well be out of food. I'm worried about finding more water. Things aren't looking so bright, just you and me, Radio. And if someone has been listening, you
Hello?
Too, I guess.
Hello? I'm listening. I'm here. Can you hear me?
I wish you had responded to my calls. Maybe you have, and I just haven't gotten them. Well, I'd appreciate it if you did. Soon. It'd be nice to talk to someone.
I'm trying. Talk to me. I'm here.
Hello? Is someone there?
Yes. Can you hear me? I'm here. Hello?
Speak again. I mean, Roger. Hello? Roger. This is Franklin Thomas Reed. I'm in the 505 radio station broadcasting to anybody that can hear me. Hello?
I am Franklin, too. Oh, my gosh, this is happening. I'm also in the 505. Hello? Can you hear me? It's me. I mean, it's you. Franklin. Hello?
Hello? Roger. Oh, damn it. I thought I heard someone tuning in.
Damn it! No! It was me! You heard me!
I don't even know why I keep doing this. I don't know. I miss people. What I wouldn't do to see the kids again. To see Dottie smile in the morning. I miss having the chance to tuck the kids in at night. Feeling of seeing Mary and James and thinking, where did the time go? You're so big. I miss it all. It was all there, and now here I am, still on this radio station. Oh, they're coming. I guess this is it.
No! Get out of there, Franklin!
Goodbye. I'm ready to be with my family now.
I hear Wells is shaking in his boots, worried this kid might steal the spotlight. Yeah. That's him right now. Yeah, I'll tell him. Well, I'm not going to tell him that. That'll go right to his head. Okay, all right. Bye now. Well. If it isn't Shakespeare himself, we're going to make this station a lot of money if you keep writing like this.
Here's all the scripts for the Parkers 3 days in advance.
In advance? Is the voice in there? See, I don't really get it, but it's good. Now, never mind the Parkers. I'm setting you up with a team for a new series. The Mysterious Voice. Okay, yeah. It needs a new title, but you get the point. It's going to be yours, Franklin. full creative control.
I'm done, Gary.
Yeah, done with the Parkers. Yeah, you've more than proved yourself, Franklin.
No, I'm done here at the station. I quit.
What?
I'm taking a year off to spend with the family. I'm thinking we'll travel around a bit. Maybe.
No. Don't do this to me. You come in here with your bozo episodes, and by the grace of God, they've worked. And now, right after I give you what you want, you quit?
Take care, Gary. Hey, I think Wilson would be good for this. Give him a chance.
No, you don't walk away from me, Franklin. I made you. You owe me this. You schnook. Franklin!
Give that back! James!
I'm not gonna give it to you!
It's mine!
James, leave your sister alone! Grab your bags and bring them inside! Please! Those kids. What is that smell? Franklin! Pot roast. I wonder if Mrs. Harper brought something over. Franklin!
Hello, honey.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you scared me. What's all this? Oh, the house is so clean.
Well, I had a little extra time since I quit my job. Here, try this.
You did what? That's surprisingly good. Franklin, what happened?
Well, that doesn't matter. I wanted some time with you and the kids. How's this?
Franklin, all this. You haven't cooked for me since our second anniversary. This is so... Hold on. You quit your job?
We have some savings. We'll be fine, Dottie. What do you think about Yellowstone?
Franklin, darling, I would love that.
Good. Now have some of this.
Wine? Oh, Franklin. Kids, go over to Mrs. Harper's for a bit. Mommy and Daddy need to discuss some things. Now, give me more of that wine.
That was The Voice from the Other Side, written by Jerry Mignon and Kitty Corum, starring Coleman Crenshaw, who did triple duty as Franklin Thomas Reed, Roger Parker, and The Voice from the Other Side. The story also featured Victor Rader Wexler as Gary the Boss, Kitty Corum as Dottie Reed and Julie Parker, Emma Andrews as Mary Reed and Jan Parker, Drew Squire as James Reed and Jimmy Parker, Jerry Mignon as Wilson, and yours truly as the announcers. The episode was directed by John Rensenhouse. The sound design was by Thomas Newby, and Mary Robinson was the sound supervisor. It was produced in conjunction with the UMKC Theater Department. Kansas City Actors Radio Theater is made possible by support from donors like you. Our program sponsors are the Estelle S. and Robert A. Long Ellis Foundation, the Muriel McBrien Kaufman Foundation, the Richard J. Stern Foundation for the Arts, the Miller Nichols Charitable Foundation, Theater League, Arts KC, the Missouri Arts Council, and a very special thanks to Mark and Valerie Andrus. I'm Walter Coppedge, and I hope you'll join us next week for some more of the finest radio drama performed by your favorite Kansas City actors. Until then, stay safe and stay tuned.